WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Hello, everyone. We are back again. We are broadcasting live. I am Shane Burgo, filling in for Tim Meisberg. We are broadcasting live from New Bedford Regional Airport. We are here today because Cape Air had their first flight from New Bedford to Boston Logan Airport. And Tim Meisberg was one of the lucky first people that took off on that flight just now. So the flight has officially taken off along with two of my colleagues, Councilor at Large Ian Abreu and Ward 3 Councilor Sean Oliver. So the three of them and Tim Meisberg, Sean Oliver and Ian Abreu and a few others have just taken off on the first Cape Air flight from New Bedford to Boston Logan Airport. They have gone through the screening, TSA screening process here. The staff here are very polite, professional, courteous, amazing process, very easy. They obviously didn't have any luggage with them. I think Tim had a work bag because he'll be working while he waits for the, I think, a 1 p.m. flight to get back to New Bedford. But other than that one bag, it was obviously very easy for them just to walk through without any weapons, thankfully. And so they got on that flight and it took off without any much delay. And so we're here. And unfortunately, we didn't get to actually see the flight take off. We're not at a great vantage point where the booth is set up here. But the other elected officials that are here for this momentous day, a former Ward 4 Councilor Brad Markey joined us, along with Mayor Mitchell and State Representatives Roulette, Mark Sylvia, Chris Hendricks. They were here. They were observing it from the observation deck, getting to see the first flight out. Again, this is a great day, not just for New Bedford, but the greater New Bedford area and all the surrounding municipalities that will be able to have access to this great connection to Boston, getting to cut down on your travel time. As we know, anyone who travels out of Boston Logan Airport, the commute driving wise, paying for, you know, parking in Boston, or just having to get through TSA in general. I think this, again, is such a great feat. For everyone in the region. And so, again, we're looking forward to hearing the perspective from my colleagues that are on that flight and Tim Meisberg, who has talked about getting some really great aerial views, both videos and photos that he'll be sharing on WBSM. If you're just joining us, unfortunately, the phone lines, the system that we use to log on is not cooperating with us this morning. We're hoping to get that up and running during the next segment. If not, the app chat feature is working and operating fine. So please feel free to log on and utilize the WBSM app chat feature to send in any comments or questions or chats that you have during this time frame. Otherwise, we'll be here. I believe for the next 3.5 hours, because South Coast Now will also be broadcasting live from the New Bedford Regional Airport, and hopefully we'll be catching those travelers as they land. We got their takeoff, and then now South Coast Now will be able to broadcast as they land for the first flight back from Boston Logan Airport, and hopefully that will be just as smooth as this takeoff has been. The airport staff here seems to be very excited about this day. Looking forward to, again, this continued partnership with Cape Air, and also with the rental car company here and Bridgewater State University that has an aviation school that is also partnered here. And soon I'll be joined by a good friend of mine from high school, Jillian Pyers, who actually works with the Bridgewater State University Aviation School. And so she'll share her experience of working with BSU's Aviation School and getting to come to New Bedford Regional Airport every day and how she feels about this expansion. So we'll be joined with her soon. So we'll be back soon with another break.
Every day you can make the money talk. This is your chance to win $1,000.
237. 237. Enter the code right now on WBSM.com or on the WBSM app.
Money talks on WBSM.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Homes studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
Hello, we are back and we are broadcasting live from the New Bedford Regional Airport. This is not Tim Weisberg. This is your City Council President, Shane Burgo. I'm filling in for Tim Weisberg as he just took off really about 15 minutes ago on the first Cape Air flight out of New Bedford to Boston Logan Airport. Again, this is Shane Burgo reporting live from New Bedford Regional Airport, covering for Tim Weisberg as Tim Weisberg, along with two of my colleagues, Ian Abreu and Sean Oliver, have joined him on that first Cape Air flight out of New Bedford to Boston Logan Airport. So far, so good. We obviously, unfortunately, are not connected to them. This flight is not equipped with Wi-Fi at this time. So we are waiting to hear from them once they land. It fortunately is a very short flight. So we probably should be hearing from them probably not until after they land and get cleared. You hear from them during the next program on South Coast Now. And then their flight will be back on at 1 p.m. They'll be flying back at 1 p.m. But they went through the great screening process here. TSA has a state-of-the-art equipment. Their process was obviously very seamless because only Tim had a work bag that he brought with him. But other than that, everyone just kind of walked through and did a quick screening process and pat down. We were joined here by other elected officials that got to observe the takeoff in the observation deck. We were joined by former Ward 1 Councilor Brad Markey, as well as Mayor Mitchell and state representatives Steve Roulette, Mark Sylvia, and Chris Hendricks. And soon we'll be joined by a friend of mine, Jillian Pyers, who works at Bridgewater State University Aviation School that is partnered here, stationed here at the New Bedford Regional Airport. One of the other things that I want to do is take a break to get the news hour at this time, and then we'll be back with more.
Ten shot at a Mormon church in Michigan. A convicted cop killer on FBI's most wanted list has died. And the world's healthiest food.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Well, they say two people are dead and eight others wounded after a shooting at a Michigan church. Grand Blanc Police Chief William Rain said the gunman, identified as Thomas Jacob Sanford, drove his vehicle through the front doors of a church and fired multiple rounds inside. It happened at the LDS Latter-day Saints Church yesterday morning in a small community about 50 miles north of Detroit. Police say the shooter also set the church on fire. There are likely to be more victims. Sanford was shot and killed by police in the parking lot of the church. Seven of the victims are in stable condition. President Trump is expected to meet with top congressional leaders today to try to avoid a government shutdown. GOP Speaker Mike Johnson, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, and Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, all expected to meet with Trump in the Oval Office. Congress has just 2 days left to agree on a stopgap bill to keep the government fully funded past tomorrow. New York City Mayor Eric Adams throwing in the towel on his bid for re-election.
Adams announced his decision to drop out in a video message posted to social media.
The constant media speculation about my future and the campaign finance board's decision to withhold millions of dollars have undermined my ability to raise the funds needed for a serious campaign.
Recent weeks have seen speculation about job offers from the Trump administration. Adams' decision leaves a three-way race between Democratic frontrunner Zohran Mamdani, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Republican Curtis Sliwa. I'm Larry Kofsky.
It's now confirmed the gunman who opened fire at the NFL's New York City headquarters earlier this year had CTE. The New York City Office of the Chief Medical Examiner said that it's confirmed Shame Tamura had CTE after a thorough assessment and extensive analysis by its neuropathology experts. Tamura killed four people in that July shooting. A well-known Manhattan financier is facing sex trafficking charges, Liz Warner reports.
Howard Rubin, a one-time money manager who made millions at Solomon Brothers and other Wall Street firms, was arrested Friday in Connecticut. He is charged with sex trafficking and transporting women across state lines for commercial sex acts. Prosecutors allege Rubin orchestrated the operation for more than a decade, participating in lurid sex acts at various hotels and even building a so-called sex dungeon inside a rented Manhattan penthouse. If convicted, he could face anywhere from a minimum of 15 years to life in prison.
Convicted cop killer and escapee Joanne Chesimard, who was on the FBI's most wanted list, has died in Cuba at the age of 78.
Cuba, the country that provided a safe haven for Joanne Chesimard after she shot and killed New Jersey State Trooper Warner Forster in cold blood back in 1973, announced her death from old age and health complications on Friday. They referred to the Black Liberation Army member as Asada Shakur. The New York-born fugitive is the godmother of Tupac Shakur. Governor Phil Murphy said New Jersey had worked with the State Department for years to bring Chesimard back to New Jersey to face justice. Now Murphy says he'll oppose any attempt to repatriate Chesimard's remains to the U.S. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
What is the world's healthiest food?
A study from William Patterson University in New Jersey, published with support from the CDC, has found the world's healthiest food. That food is the vegetable watercress. Researchers analyzed dozens of foods against 17 essential nutrients, including fiber, protein, and iron, and vitamins like C, E, and K. They found that 100 grams of watercress delivers 100% of the recommended daily intake. Watercress contains more vitamin C than oranges and lemons, and more calcium than milk. I'm Rob Martier.
The NFL will play more games in Brazil. On Friday, the league announced a new commitment to play at least three regular season games over 5 years in Rio de Janeiro. The first of those games will be played next year. The NFL played games in Sao Paulo last season and this season. The teams and dates for next year's games will be announced at a later date.
WBSM Sports.
Patriots crushed the Carolina Panthers 42-13 yesterday, and the Sox over Detroit 4-3. And in the NBA, Al Horford leaping the Celtics, signing a multi-year deal with the Golden State Warriors.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Mostly cloudy today, 76. Still cloudy tonight, 54. More clouds tomorrow, 74. A few peaks of sun for Wednesday. Much cooler, though, only 60. 61 on Thursday with clouds and sun. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Good morning. Again, this is Shane Burgo covering for Tim Weisberg, and we are broadcasting live from New Bedford Regional Airport. Tim Weisberg is one of the fortunate first travelers on Cape Air's flight from New Bedford to Boston, along with two of my colleagues, Councilor-at-Large Ian Abreu and Ward 3 Councilor Sean Oliver. We just got to hear from Representatives Chris Hendricks and Mark Sylvia about some of the observations they got to see. The fire truck up from the airport fire truck got to shoot some of the water over the airplane as a way to bless it before the first flight. And so hopefully all those blessings will carry its way all the way to Boston and back before it lands here again. That flight took off around 8:15, and we hope to hear from Tim Weisberg during South Coast Now during the next hour. And then he will fly back at 1 p.m., and we'll be joining back when he lands here during South Coast Now. But in the meantime, I am finally joined by my good friend, Jillian Pyers.
Hello, Shane. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Just great. How are you?
Wonderful. How was your commute in this morning?
Beautiful. A breeze. Minimal traffic here. I live maybe about 7 to 10 minutes from the airport, so it's never too long.
Great. I saw that you stopped and you didn't get me any breakfast, so I, you know.
Very upset about that. Yes. Supporting a local Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, you know, I prefer that you support a local New Bedford business, but we'll talk about that off air.
That's fair.
But no, so I was, you know, teasing the crowd earlier, you know, the audience, and letting them know that you actually work here at the New Bedford Regional Airport. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about where you work, what you do, what your day-to-day is like here.
So I work just down the street at the BSU Flight Training Center, and I'm an admin in the office. So day-to-day, first things first, I have to check the weather to see what kind of day we're going to have. If it's going to be super sunny, then it'll be busy. If it's going to rain, then I know it'll be a quieter day. But, you know, we're trying to get all the students checked in, make sure they have all their documents, all their proper paperwork for flying and everything like that. So it varies day to day, but it's always fun.
Great. And are you seeing a lot more students getting involved and wanting to fly? And
absolutely. And especially a lot more younger students, a lot of students that are coming in from elementary school, middle school, taking tours of the flight training center. And the only thing is you just have to be a student of the university.
Oh, and you were a student of BSU, right?
I was a student of
BSU. What year
did
you graduate?
You're going to show my age? Yeah. I graduated BSU in 2017.
Wow.
So nearly 10 years ago. But it's fine.
Yes, a New Bedford High School graduate, BSU graduate, and now you're getting to come back and support your alma mater.
Love the South Coast.
Yes, right? Love where you live.
Love where you live.
Yes, and so tell us, how do you feel now, obviously, having been working here at the New Bedford, well, part of New Bedford Regional Airport with BSU's flight school, but getting to see this expansion kind of live, has it been exciting to see this grow?
It's been very exciting. I feel like this has been a long time coming. So many people have often requested this, if this is an option, and I think this will be great for the local businesses, local economy, and I think it'll just provide such a great peace of mind for travelers too. I know personally I'm a nervous traveler, so this will kind of just set my mind at ease, not having to deal with that Boston traffic.
Oh, so you plan on utilizing this flight?
Absolutely. I have a couple of trips planned in November and then February, and then Shane and I are going on a cruise together in April, so definitely we'll be utilizing.
All right, you're telling people my travel plans. All
indeed,
right.
indeed.
Well, yes, well, we'll see if I'll be on this flight in April time, but wonderful. So we are, do you want to say hello to anyone special before we take our next break?
I'll say hi to my mother. She is a loyal WBSM listener, so I know she's listening, so hi, Mom.
Yeah, so unfortunately, she wouldn't be able to call in but we because our phone lines are down right now, but you can also send things in through the app chat. Right now, we have to take this next break, but we will be joining you once we get back.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Homes studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
Good morning, everyone. We are broadcasting live from New Bedford Regional Airport. If you're wondering why Tim Weisberg sounds like this, it's because this is not Tim Weisberg. It is Shane Burgo, your New Bedford City Council President. Tim Weisberg has now officially landed in Boston. I just got confirmation from our Ward 3 Councilor, Sean Oliver, with a text message at 8:39 a.m. that says, touchdown. So they have landed safely in Boston. They took their first Cape Air flight out of New Bedford Regional Airport this morning at 8:15 a.m. And have landed safely in Boston at around 8:39, I assume, or probably sooner than that, because you know they have to turn off the airplane mode before sending that text message, so probably even sooner than that. But yes, I'm happy to report for the first time Cape Air flight out of New Bedford Regional Airport landed safe and sound in Boston, Massachusetts. And I'm sure Tim Weisberg, unfortunately, can't call in at this time, but at some point on South Coast Now, we'll be able to call in if we can get back into the system. If you are just joining us, the system that we use to log into our phone lines is down right now, but you can send in through the app chat. If you have any messages you want to send in or questions, you can use our app chat feature. But again, Tim Weisberg, along with my colleagues, Councilor at Large Ian Abreu and Ward 3 Councilor Sean Oliver, have taken the first flight out of New Bedford Regional Airport on Cape Air to Boston Logan, and they have now officially landed and are safe and sound. And we're getting reports. Unfortunately, we weren't able to see from the booth that we're in here in the lobby, the observation deck, but representatives Chris Hendricks, Steve Roulette, and Mark Sylvia were there, along with Mayor Mitchell and former Ward 1 Councilor Brad Markey were here. They were observing it, and before the flight took off, one of the fire trucks that are here at the airport was able to bless the plane by shooting some water onto it as a way to bless the first flight. So I got to see some photos of that. I'm sure that will be posted again on WBSM. Make sure you check out, I'm sure Tim Weisberg will be working on a story, and that will be posted while he's at the airport waiting for his return flight home, which will be sometime around 1 p.m. today. Again, that first flight took off around 8:15 this morning and just landed around 8:39 as I received a text message from Sean Oliver that they have landed safely with a text message that said touchdown. So glad to know everyone landed safely on this first flight and that we will now open up this great regional transportation. Again, we have the train now. We have amazing CERTA bus and now Cape Air flights from New Bedford to Boston. Again, unfortunately, our phone lines are down, so we cannot take calls at this time. But if you have the app chat feature, please feel free to send that through. I'm fortunate to have our producer, Matt, here with me on hand to click all the buttons and tell me what to do here. I'm just speaking into a microphone, but he's really doing the hardest part, which is running all of the equipment here, which is not as easy as you would think it is. We just had my good friend Jillian Pyers here to share with us her perspective as an employee that works out of BSU's flight training center, getting her perspective of the expansion here. It's been an exciting experience, I think, for all of the staff, getting to see the TSA screening process. And as she shared, as someone who works here but also lives close by, it's going to be an amazing feature, I think, or really an amazing resource for so many, not only in New Bedford, but the surrounding towns, municipalities that will be able to utilize this as an option. And I think as Tim has reported from his tour of the flight before taking off, every seat is a window seat. It's obviously a very small plane, so everyone gets to sit by a window and you get amazing aerial views. And I believe future flights, the type of plane will have the wings over the window overhead as opposed to below. So you'll have even a clearer, unobstructed views of below. So we're really looking forward to this continued expansion of our New Bedford Regional Airport. We were also joined, obviously, by the airport director, Scott Service, and the work that he's done to continue to expand here. You know, the city council often brings him in to make sure he is continuing to the best investments here. And so I'm glad to see that he is working very hard to make sure the best investments are here in the city, and that Cape Air is just the beginning. And that is the hope, obviously, selfishly, personally, as a city councilor, that work continues and that we give him what he needs to continue the success here for the region. So again, if you're just joining us, we're broadcasting live from the New Bedford Regional Airport. I'm Shane Burgo, and filling in for Tim Weisberg, as he was one of the first travelers on the first flight out of New Bedford Regional Airport on Cape Air's flight out of New Bedford to Boston, which just landed around 8:39 a.m. Again, my colleagues, Councilor at Large Ian Abreu and Sean Oliver, were both on that flight, and they have landed safely, and I believe they'll be hanging out in Boston and will be heading back on a 1 p.m. flight back this way, and will be able to share their experience on South Coast Now. And so with that, we're going to take our final break, and we'll be back with more. Good morning. Again, this is City Council President Shane Burgo filling in for Tim Weisberg. He was one of the first travelers on Cape Air's flight out of New Bedford Regional Airport to Boston Logan Airport. And we are happy to report that they have landed safely. Around 8:39 a.m., I received a text message from Ward 3 Councilor Sean Oliver that said touchdown. So we're hoping to get some more text messages or reporting or phone calls or images from that first flight. We obviously imagine there will be some technical work that has to go into getting them off the flight and off the tarmac, so it won't be as quick as just walking off. So it'll be a little bit probably on South Coast Now. You'll hear back from Tim, and while he's there, he'll be working on a story and posting, as he mentioned, some videos and photos from being up in the air. Unfortunately, this small flight is not equipped with Wi-Fi, so he wasn't able to do it a live feed while up in the air, but it is a relatively short flight, and so it is lower to the ground as well because it's a smaller plane, so you get a very clearer, closer view of a lot of the surrounding area. So again, this is Shane Burgo. We're broadcasting live from the New Bedford Regional Airport, and in the next 3 hours or so, South Coast Now will be able to report more of a clearer perspective from the first travelers on that flight. Again, Tim Weisberg and my two colleagues, Council at Large Ian Abreu and Sean Oliver, were on that first flight. And then I was also joined here at the airport. Some elected officials were in the observation deck and were able to actually see firsthand the actual takeoff. Some of the elected officials, State Representative Chris Hendricks, Steve Roulette, Mark Sylvia, former Ward 1 Councilor Brad Markey, and Mayor Mitchell were among the elected officials that were in the observation deck, along with the airport commissioner, Scott Service. While I have you on this broadcast, I also want to utilize this time to remind everyone that this is your opportunity to get out and vote. Obviously, the preliminary election here in New Bedford is coming up on October 7th. Again, October 7th. It's Tuesday, October 7th is our preliminary election date. Oh, we have Chris McCarthy in the house now. That's coming up soon. He just walked in. So Tuesday, October 7th is our preliminary election, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. However, if you'd like, you can request your vote by mail or absentee ballot right at City Hall, you can just vote right at City Hall early. So again, Tuesday, October 7th, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. is our preliminary election in New Bedford. And then, of course, the general election is on Tuesday, November 4th, Tuesday, November 4th, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. I hope everyone has a plan to vote. Make sure you get out and vote in person. I plan on voting in person on the day of. But again, if you are looking to vote by mail, I suggest you get in to City Hall as soon as possible and request that vote by mail. And of course, check your voter registration. Unfortunately, if you are not registered to vote by now, the last day to register to vote for this preliminary election was September 27th at 5 p.m. However, it is not too late to register to vote for the general election. The last day to register to vote for November 4th election is October 25th. So please check your voter registrations. Make sure you're registered to vote. It is so important to have your voices heard. The more people that turn out to vote, the more your representative government reflects your city and what you're looking to have. So please, again, preliminary election is this Tuesday, October 7th, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And again, the general election is Tuesday, November 4th, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can vote early or by absentee, request your vote by mail, all through our election commission office at City Hall. And again, please check your registration status. The last day to vote, or register to vote, I should say, last day to register to vote in the general election is October 25th. At this time, we're going to take our final news break, and then we'll be back with more.